Janet, you were outside. Is it getting warm, or is it kind of still humid out there? Does it feel that way as
humid
well?
Outside, but warm.
Yeah, that's right. 68 degrees, though, with the humidity, it feels a little bit warmer than that. But to use a radio segue, things will be heating up at the Stocker Center this year with your performing arts series, which is why you are here. We had a chance to be there when you had the announcement of all the events over at the Stocker Center. That was a nice event to get people coming out to sign up and get subscriptions, right?
Right, point? Yes. You were part of the mystery being revealed, both you and Craig, and it was really great to have you there and have you help us kick off the season right.
It's amazing how versatile you have things. I was interviewing, or not interviewing, it's funny. I was sitting at a table talking with somebody, but if you're in radio, it always seems like an interview after you're done with it, because I always like ask questions about that. And that was an older couple who have been members or part of your subscription series for many years, and husband and wife, and I kind of asked them what did they like about it, and they said, well, we like the fact that there's so many, it's a variety. She'll say, the woman says, well, I like this one. The husband said, well, I didn't like, you'll go to one and maybe you won't like it as much as you thought, or you like something more. But no matter what you go to, you get a different experience on it. So there's a variety of different things. And that's kind of what you have to do when you're putting it together. Think that's what you're thinking when you're...
That is definitely what I'm thinking is, you know, to try to provide something for everybody and at the same time give people a taste of something they might not otherwise be able to see in this area. And so I go into booking with those things in mind.
The Performing Artist Series, which is a kind of a portion of what you do at the Stocker Center throughout the whole year, not only with performances on stage and film type of things, but those are the kind of the key pieces, right?
Right. Those are the only things that we sell as subscriptions. Everything else is sold as single tickets. And we also sell those shows as single tickets, but not until the main subscription kickoff is over. So the single tickets for those six shows don't go on sale till August 31st. But right now you could buy tickets for any of the films, or you could buy tickets for Vocal Minority, which is actually our first show. And that's a tribute to the amazing female songwriters. And that's going to be in our Sirigliano Studio Theater. So, you know, you can buy tickets for anything singly right now, and then the six Performing Artist Series shows go on sale again August 31st.
And the one that captured my attention right away was something called Artrageous. You had that on the t-shirts that people were wearing.
Right.
Explain this.
Well, Artrageous is sort of an all-arts creative experience on stage all at once. There's speed painters who paint everything from Paul McCartney and Ray Charles to a Monet right in front of your eyes live while they're performing and sings and dances. So, and they also invite audience interaction in some ways. So it's just an ongoing visual treat as well as an aural treat. And I think everybody will have a lot of fun. It's a great show for all ages, and it's unusual. It's unique. I don't think anybody has seen anything like it in this area at all.
This has sensory overload written all over it. I mean, right? You have people, music that's playing. You're watching somebody create something out of nothing. And then there's dancers, and it all comes together. In other words, it looks like there's a lot of chaos going on, but it's all coming together, and it's one of those type of...
It is. The painting is actually timed with the music. So they've learned how to do the paintings that they're doing, and they switch them off. It's not always the same paintings every night. So those artists have to really keep up with their talents, and... They're truly artists as entrepreneurs. They've found a way to make money so that they could go home to New Mexico and do their own individual art as well.
I remember seeing one of these artists, and probably in a different form, like I think it was like the Merv Griffin show. This is how long it goes back. He was doing something or whatever, they were painting, and there's a little music, And you would sort of see him create splatter on the thing, and you're thinking, what is this? And when he's all done, as you say, it's John Lennon, or it's Jerry Garcia, or it's some kind of iconic face that Martin Luther King, that type of a thing. So it's a talent, an interesting talent. What I want to know, which theater are they going to perform this in, the main?
Oh, they're in the Hoke Theater,
okay.
Yes.
I've seen these guys, like, throw paintbrushes back. I mean, how are they going to keep all the paint on stage and not on me so it turns into like a Gallagher concert? Or is there somewhere, you know, that they leave and you're thinking, well, there's that Day-Glo paint from 2015.
Well, there's very specific instructions within their technical writer of what to cover your stage floor with. And, you know, some willing participants might get to help paint. We'll see. Wow. What they decide to do that night, but you don't need to wear your Sunday best,
right,
if you come to the show, but it's not a mandatory thing, and they have learned not to destroy performing arts centers where they're performing.
Right.
It's an easy
word
way
gets,
not to get invited
I was
back.
Say, word gets around as yes. well for that, but it's very unique and very colorful. And speaking of colorful, it's the radio, but let's listen a little bit to the It's the Soweto Gospel Choir?
Correct, yes.
I say colorful, not only in their voices, but also in the outfits that they wear.
Yes.
Brings a joy and a color to them as well. How did this come about to be able to bring them to the college?
I'd been working with their agent for a long time on trying to find a routed date, meaning they were going to be somewhere in the area so that they would fit within our budget. And it finally happened this year. They are an amazing group of very talented singers, and they also they sing both in English and in their native language, and they wear costumes that are traditional for their part of Africa. So it is very colorful and musically outstanding.
It says, leaves audience dancing and clapping the aisles and shouting to the heavens.
That would be, yes.
And I think it's interesting how you kind of, you're working on 1 year, yet you're thinking about the next year or even a couple years down the road. So you kind
right.
of have... like what's coming and what's going, and are you going to be in the Cleveland area, Northeast Ohio? Are you passing through between Chicago and, you know, Pittsburgh or something like that?
And that's really what we're looking for, is an artist that's going to be within a couple hours of here that fits more into Stocker Arts Center than some of the other venues that are around the Cleveland area. And we've been lucky enough to find some really interesting and wonderful artists that, you know, I think make the season diverse and fun, and a very different one than you see in some of the other spaces.
And they are coming on Wednesday, November 11th to the Stocker Arts Center. You talked about fun. I've been having fun ever since I got acquainted with the Ukulele Orchestra. This is the United Kingdom Ukulele Orchestra. And if you just Google T-U-K-U-O, you'll find all of their different videos. Eight ukulele players.
Correct. And they play everything from Bach and Vivaldi all the way up to the Beach Boys and anything and everything in between. They also do some singing. They do some comedy. So it's sort of your all-around entertainment. But yes, all of their main instruments are ukuleles.
And of course, they can sing. Here's a little of them doing the Who's Pinball Wizard.
He plays by intuition. The digit count is four. The deaf and dumb blanket sure plays a mean pinball.
So there's talent behind that humor that they bring. And, of course, they're British, so they have a little bit of that British sense of humor. And, of course, all the great British bands, they represent well. There's a version of them doing the Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. And they even kind of sort of poke fun at pop music, where you can kind of see how melodies or rhythms within songs can be transformed into different songs as well. So this looks like a fun group that's going to be coming. That's on Wednesday, October 15th. Jim Brickman, our... local performer that we know so well is also going to be in concert. You have him actually coming up in April, right, near the end of the
game. Right, yes. He's on Sunday, April 24th. And we're so fortunate. You know, we've been, again, I've been talking to his people for a very long time, and they came actually to see Stocker at our spotlight event, not this past year, but the year before. And seeing the venue, I think, helped them decide that it would be a good place for him to come and play. So we're really excited about that. You know, it's always wonderful when you can have a local performer who's made it big and come in and play your venue. So
right. You just have to leave some seats open for family and friends of his that probably are coming to see him perform, perhaps. Jim Brickman, again, that's coming up on Sunday, April 24th. In December, the Golden Dragon Acrobats will be performing.
Yes.
This is incredible. Do they have enough space on a stage like that to do what they do best?
They do. There are some things that they cannot do at Stocker and a number of other theaters. So they have various shows that fit various size spaces. We don't have a grid, so they can't do any of their sort of Cirque du Soleil type things, but they make up for it in mounting chairs that go up to the top of the house curtain. Oh. And having somebody stand at the top of it and even maybe do a handstand if he feels comfortable at that point.
Wow. This is one of those where people are holding their breath, right?
Correct.
It's one of those
Correct.
Moments where the drama is created by what they are doing on stage related
right.
to the daringness of
yeah.
that.
They do fun things like having 12 people ride one bicycle. You know, it's all unique.
We're talking today with Janet Herman Barlow from the Stocker Arts Center. Their 2015-2016 season, their 35th anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
On that. You have something very special planned for May. In May or December, it's December 63, coming in May of 2016. That's the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons tribute concert.
Correct. Yes, it's all that wonderful music that a lot of us grew up with and obviously has been establishing a resurgence because of Jersey Boys. This is not Jersey Boys. It's a tribute concert. They're recreating one of the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons concerts. So it's got all of the big hits, Sherry and all of those. And so you won't feel like you're missing anything other than the story of them growing up if you were seeing Jersey Boys.
You have other things outside of, as you mentioned, besides the performing arts series. You have and you have them divided up into things, random acts series.
Right. And we have a studio theater cabaret series. And this year, for the first time, I'm really excited to say our film series is all going to be on digital projection equipment. We've spent part of the summer converting from 35 millimeter to digital projection. We open the season on September 11th with the film Boyhood. And so we've had the opportunity as a staff to watch part of that. It's a real experience to see the clarity and beauty of it on digital, and we're really excited to have that equipment in-house now.
And, of course, that's a film that was filmed over
12 years,
so the actors, especially the boy, actually grows before your eyes. It's not like some other actor takes over. It's one
no,
of those
they,
kind of
they, Richard Linklater just waited for each of them to age a year before he filmed the next segment. You know.
Yeah, and you've got other, as you say, different films there as well. The cabaret series, that's always fun too, your cabaret series. You have special people who specialize in sort of that type of a performance. Talk
right.
about some
they,
of those.
They do smaller, they're great in smaller spaces. They do a wonderful job. Vocal Minority is the show that opens that season. That's on August 28th and 29th. So it's the end of this month, and it really kicks off our season before Outrageous is on September the 16th. So then we also have things like A Christmas Cabaret, where they're doing all sorts of holiday music, and you learn all about it. They start with music from 1918 all the way up. So it's really an interesting way to hear holiday music in a new light. Helen Welch is doing a show called The New American Songbook. So she's actually starting from when the Great American Songbook ended and doing songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So that's going to be a really wonderful show. She's one of our favorites. She's originally from England and just a wonderful singer and delightful person. And all the way up to, we have one called Come Dance With Me, and that's in March. And the audience is actually going to have the opportunity to dance to the music that the band and vocalist are playing and singing. So it's a pretty diverse season as well. There's 10 of them all together, so we would be happy to send people the whole schedule that shows those by calling our box office, which is 440-366-4040, and letting us know you'd like one.
We had a chance to talk with Austin Walken Kane.
Right.
Kind of a blues guitarist as well. So you have a lot of different types of performers there. Anything on this list that we might have overlooked that you really like, or you thought to yourself, I'm glad I got this, or here's a special one I hope enough people come to attend to see this that they don't want to miss out on some fun.
Well, there's so many. Like you said, Austin Walken Kane will be there with Christine Jackson doing Blues from the Heart of Cleveland. We have Tara Holly and the Matt Skitsky Trio doing The Look of Love, the songs of Burt Bacharach. They did that a couple years ago. It sold out both performances, so we're bringing it back by popular demand. And all the way up to the musical theater project does a series called Behind the Musical, and this year they're doing the Fantastics, so you can actually learn all about how the Fantastics came to be while hearing all of the music. And then in preparation for Great Lakes Theater Festival, we'll be doing the full show at the end of their season in May, so you can sort of take all of your knowledge and go see the full show if you choose to. But it's a great multimedia experience, and you really hear wonderful voices singing all of the songs.
And you have different programs for different ages as well. Sometimes there's things that are for adults, then there's things for families, even for kids as well. I saw the name Skippy John Jones crossing my eyes here as well from children's books as well.
Right. So. We also do a whole student matinee series. Those are a series of daytime events. We open that series with I can never remember the whole name of this because it's the world's longest one, but it's the it's October. It's the Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler, which is also from the files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler, and that's again from a book. We have Skippy John Jones' Snow What, so we have it closer to winter, so that everybody gets that feeling of being in the igloo that the picture of Skippy John Jones came to us in. And we have Lily's Crossing, which is a more heavy about World War II. So we have a diversity of events for all ages, as you said, including in that student matinee series. So it goes from pre-kindergarten all the way up to appropriate for middle school and high school. We have Dr. Kaboom coming back to do a show called Live Wire that's all about electricity and how it's made and how it's conducted, and so that you learn about these kinds of things in a fun and theatrical way. And we also have singer-songwriters that come at the end of May. They spend a week doing songwriting workshops, primarily with our early college high school students, but it also is open to other people of any ages. And we actually have some alum from the early college program that worked with them several years ago that have come back the last couple of years and done the week with them. And then those students perform the songs that they write as part of their student matinee and evening concerts. So it's a real creative process to watch that week.
It's amazing. I would imagine, especially since you have your staff there, one day they wake up and this is happening. They go to sleep. They come in the next day. Those people are gone. A whole other group of other people trying to do something else on that stage are there. And so they're obviously, it's probably just as exciting for them to see who's coming in next, what they're bringing in their trunk. And
right, and remembering what setup they're supposed to do for what day is always.
Well, that's the work.
We have a great staff, which we're very blessed to have. And, you know, to keep one rider straight from the next day in and day out is can be a real challenge.
Well, if everything works well behind the scenes, then the audience has no idea what goes on behind the curtain. They can just get entertained and enjoy the time that they're spending at the Stocker Center. And that's kind of what people like to do about the arts. It's a chance for them to kind of experience something different, and they can do it right here at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center. Still time for people to get in on the performing arts series, I suppose?
Right. Subscriptions are sold throughout the year because you can buy a pick three, pick four, pick five, or all six shows. So the six show subscriptions are sold all the way up to September 16th when the first show occurs. And then you could buy other increments all the way until we're down to three shows. So that's a possibility. And again, for people who just want to pick one show or another or just want to try it out, those single tickets go on sale on August 31st.
Well, again, you can call 366-4040 or visit StockerArtsCenter.com. Lots of excitement happening this year, the 2015-2016 35th anniversary season of the Stocker Arts Center is taking place. Janet Herman Barlow, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.